John South watched the dead creature wander past the aging oak tree. Only the deer wasn't dead. Not yet. It had become increasingly rare to see these animals. Deer had once been common out in the Tennessee woods, but the end of the world had driven down their population. The humans who remained needed them to survive, and the zombies lumbering around didn't seem to discriminate between animals and people when hunting for their next meal. As a result, John had seen his fair share of disembodied carcasses of not only deer, but all sorts of wildlife. This one belonged to the survivors at Hope's Dawn. John would make sure of that. He repositioned his rifle, resting his arms on top of the log he'd taken cover behind. Looking down the sight, he aimed at the animal. Before the outbreak, this white-tailed deer would have been deemed too small to justify a tag. Shooting and killing it would have earned John a hefty fine from the wildlife department. But those rules were out the window now. This was about survival. And if it was between John taking this young animal down or letting a pack of zombies feast on it, John would opt to give the deer a quick and painless death. As he waited for a clear shot, John glanced to his right. About 20 yards away, Terence had kneeled behind a large rock. He too had his eyes on the deer, his rifle ready to take the animal down. The two men had bonded in the few days John had been at Hope's Dawn. So much had happened in that short time, and John felt like he'd known Terence forever. He was happy to be out hunting with his new friend. The two men shared a look, and John held up his index finger, then pointed at himself. Terence nodded, agreeing to let John take the shot, and then both men turned their attention back to the animal. John aimed down the sight again. The deer was only partially visible behind a tree, but if it moved a few yards ahead, John knew he'd have a clear shot. He drew steady breaths, waiting for the deer to make its move. It looked around, staring in John's direction, without the slightest clue that a hunter lay in wait, patiently holding out for a window to end its life. But that's what life had become, a game of seeking the next opportunity to survive another day. Judah had played that game and lost. Without realizing it, he'd built a silent monster in the people of Hope's Dawn. All they'd needed had been some external force to push them over the edge, and John had been that force. John had spent the days since the battle with the vultures trying to forget about Judah. What's done was done, and John had learned that vengeance didn't lead to happiness, but only more pain. He'd spent all the time since Carrie and Spencer had died taking his anger out on the undead, only to learn that it had been Judah who'd killed his family. But although John had ended Judah's life, the numb feeling remained inside of him. His family was still gone. Nothing would change that. The only thing he could take away from the cult leader's death was that Hope's Dawn would be a safer place now. While thinking of Judah, John also wondered who he was. In his final moments, Judah had spoken of a man who would find John and hurt him for what he'd done to the vultures. But John also knew that Judah had been a psychopath, and the claim could just as easily have been a way for Judah to try to hold power over John in his final breaths. John doubted that this he even existed. So he generally pushed the thoughts of the theoretical figure aside when they came. He had more immediate things to worry about, such as feeding the folks of Hope's Dawn. The deer dropped its head to the ground for a moment before lifting it again and taking a couple of steps forward. John focused, gripping the rifle tight. The only sounds filling his ears were that of his breathing and birds chirping from the trees overhead.